So, hello, and welcome to FOSDEM 2023. And I hope everyone is awake and looking forward to 2 days packed with lots of talks. At least I am. And we, that's Christy, Thorsten, and me, we are the organizers or Deaf Room managers for this room. So if you have any questions, you can approach us. We are here to guide through the day. And we are also the ones who submitted the idea of the Sovereign Cloud Deaf Room to the FOSDEM. And we did that because, well, with our day work, we actually work in that space. So Thorsten is from the Operate First project by Red Hat. I work on the Sovereign Cloud Stack, which is also a project that is centered with a focus on sovereign cloud infrastructure and standards. And of course, as we work with it on a day-to-day basis, we think it's an important topic. And also the term sovereignty, digital sovereignty, is often a term that is used a lot lately, and it actually needs proper definition, and it also, there needs to be a discussion about it, what it actually means and what is needed in order to work towards sovereign infrastructure. And that, if you looked at the talks that are happening today in this room, that will be what will be discussed a lot. And I don't really have much more to add to that. Thorsten, do you want to?
I can, yeah. So I'm working with Red Hat, and I'm in the project Operate First, which is the idea of open operations. You can see the stickers here, and if you want to pick them up. The idea there is that we offer more or less free service, by where you can open up your own Kubernetes clusters, you can deploy your project there, and you have also a kind of open SRE there, because you can see the different infrastructure data. And so that's the basic idea of open operations. And with open operations, you get the chance to be sovereign with your data, because it's easy to move, it's easy to see, and we are totally hybrid, so it doesn't matter if it's on your own premise or in whatever cloud, or you're switching in between. So Operate First is kind of the idea, one of a proof of concept that the idea of sovereign cloud can work in a practical idea.
Hi, I'm Christy Nicola. I'm a software engineer with Boston University. I work on the MOC Alliance project out of Boston University, whose goal is to create an open cloud for academia, but not only. I also work on OpenStack. I am on the OpenStack Technical Committee, and I am a maintainer of the OpenStack Keystone project, which is for identity management. I also work on varying degrees on Operate First with Thorsten, on Open Infra Labs, and on various acronym-rich things like NERC, NESI, etc. And working on open source and having worked and on deploying and maintaining open clouds, the topic of sovereign clouds is very important to me, and I see it as the next step in not just like opening up the telemetry and how you're deploying it and how you're running it, but also opening up the governance and all of those other aspects to actually create a place where everyone can contribute to on all aspects of the cloud, and not just take what you're doing and apply it to a different degree.
So with that, FOSDEM already had a first highlight for me, because I did not know that you are the PTL for Keystone. So that's really useful for me to know, because we just submitted patches to Keystone for federated authentication. And so we should really talk a lot more. with that, the first one who will talk will be my colleague Max, and he will prepare, and then we will give a proper introduction to Max and start with that in 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, 10 minutes, right.
Okay.
And feel free, here's some candy, some chocolate if you want to. There are stickers there. And yeah, enjoy the day, right?